It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Whose birthday did you forget? What happened now?
Oh my God, you guys, this is so bad.
What'd you do?
So bad.
Oh, should I get my tea ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I am just the worst. The worst. Listen to this. I get up yesterday morning. I wake up. I come downstairs. My nanny's there, Ella, who I've known for years now. She's worked on and off for me for years since Elise Hudson was like a baby. So 5 years.
Yeah.
She had my kids in her wedding. They were ring bearers. She's just a close family friend. I even said to her, can I put a canvas of the picture of you and the boys up in our house? Or is that weird at your wedding? Because it's such a cute picture. And she doesn't.
Didn't she also have a book that she wrote about your kids,
She
too?
Wrote a book about my kids. Yeah. Yes, it's called Always Nanny. You can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Because what happened was I said to her at one point, I got mad that there's no books with divorced parents.
Yeah.
Because when my kids were little, I'd be reading all these books. And at the end, the mom and dad came in and then everything was great. And I got really pissed. And I was like, where's the single parent books?
Yeah.
So she wrote a book about me and my kids.
Yeah.
And about how they have two parents that live in separate houses and they have a nanny that always loves them. So she did write the book.
Yeah.
Love her for that.
Yes.
So my kids were in her wedding. She's a close family friend. I'm going to have a canvas of her and my kids on my damn wall. And I get up yesterday morning and I say hi to her. I say a few other things to her about the day. And then I leave to go to work. And I get to work and my Facebook pops up with memories.
Oh no. Oh,
and on the memories, it's a picture of Ella and my kids out for her birthday lunch a few years ago. And I'm like, wait a second.
You forgot her birthday.
And I'm thinking to myself, August 13th, that doesn't even sound right. That's not her birthday. You know, like you think and you're like, she's not even an August birthday. That can't be right.
No way, no how.
She's not an August birthday. No way.
And then
I go to her Facebook. She doesn't have any happy birthdays on her Facebook. So I think, oh, maybe I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not her birthday. Well, she doesn't have her damn birthday on Facebook. That's why. I hate those people that do that. Ella, stop doing that to me. This is how I find your birthday.
Yep.
So then I get on Instagram and then I see her happy birthday. And I'm like, I literally got up, interacted with her, didn't say a word about her birthday. It was her birthday. My kids got up, didn't say a word. She took care of my kids. Nobody said a word about her birthday.
Yeah.
No, like, hugs and happy birthday. And I about died. So I sent her a text around 11 a.m. yesterday that said, holy bleep. And she goes, huh? And I go, is it your freaking birthday? She goes, yeah. And I go, she goes, whatever. And I go, oh my God, I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I literally came down and talked to you, had a conversation with you. My kids hung out with you. None of us said happy birthday. I mean, I was so embarrassed.
Where's the birthday police though? She wasn't mad about it, was she?
No, she wasn't. But she also just got married. So when you get married, it's like, who cares about your birthday?
Yeah.
Right.
And as you get older, who cares about your birthday?
That's what I'm saying. As you get older, are you really that upset if somebody forgets your birthday?
She's still in her 20s.
She is.
Did the check clear?
What check?
The check that you, not the birthday check, but the check you pay her.
Oh, I Venmo her. What are you kidding?
Well, okay. Well, then this is good. A little make good. Throw a little something extra in her envelope. Well, you know.
This morning I said, take the kids out for a donut if you want. I'll pay you a little extra on the Venmo.
Oh.
She goes, that good. Go. I've never forgotten someone's birthday who's standing right in front of me that I know very well. It was pretty bad.
I'm with Gibbons. You should just send her an extra like $20 and be like,
something extra.
$20, you cheap asses.
$40.
$50.
I was gonna go $50.
Thank
I was gonna
you,
go 50.
Because hello, you cheapo.
You've known her how long?
Over 5 years. She takes care of my kids.
All right, $15.
She wrote a book about my kids, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Benjamin. No, wait. She's making money off of that book. Wait a second.
Yeah,
$15.
She's not giving you money for that, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.